of the WICC Family Breakfast Club. Here's Tony's conversation piece on WICC.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the program. Mike Bellamy in for Tony Reno this morning. And joining me this morning is Dr. Anya Kishinevsky. She is a plastic surgeon with offices in Fairfield as well as Darien. Doctor, thank you so much for coming in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's perfect to have you in here just after New Year's. So many people are saying, I want to do this, I want to do that for 2010. And plastic surgery or getting some form of plastic surgery, how does that tie in with New Year's as people are trying to come up with their resolutions?
Sure. Plastic surgery is a great adjunct to your new healthy lifestyle, and it will help you achieve your New Year's resolutions by making it simpler and more accessible to lose the weight and do the exercise that you need to maintain it. Some people have been doing great. They've been working out and seeing some results. But unfortunately, we can't choose where we're going to lose the weight from. There may be some stubborn areas left over, and you want to reward yourself for having done all that hard work and really see that stubborn fat in the thighs or in the abdomen just go away that hasn't been budging over the last 6 months. Plastic surgery is a way for you to achieve that look, and it will help you maintain your diet and exercise to continue those good habits into the future.
And as you said, in the way you started, it's not a substitute for exercise. You don't use plastic surgery and then cross out all of the exercises. This is to enhance what you're doing.
Exactly. One of the biggest misconceptions of plastic surgery is that people use it instead of a healthy lifestyle, that you can just come in once a year and have little areas of fat removed and suctioned out. No, it actually enhances what you have. Some people have had children and the extra skin hasn't bounced back, the abdomen sagging a little bit. Plastic surgery is a way to get rid of that sagging skin so that things don't feel uncomfortable when you want to jog, and that you can continue looking at that firm stomach and give you the motivation to continue working hard and doing the right things and seeing the results that come with it.
Also, isn't it in some cases, especially with women who have given birth, that no matter how much exercise you do in certain areas, it's not going to go down as far as in the abdomen area for some women? Isn't that true?
Exactly, exactly. Now, some women are extremely lucky and bounce right back to their pre-pregnancy body.
And it's those people that upset all the other
exactly.
ones.
Exactly. Now, the ones who may not be so lucky, that maybe their second pregnancy, they may have had a twin pregnancy or gestational diabetes, their skin doesn't bounce back quite as well as some of the other ladies. They may have stretch marks that are very difficult to go away. They may have loose skin that bothers them when they jump up and down for their kickboxing classes. It may make it more difficult to exercise. They may have particularly enlarged breasts where the skin hasn't bounced back. What plastic surgery does is remove that excess skin, hide the scars, try to keep them as minimal as possible, but really to have you look down at your body and see something that's worth maintaining and worth doing all the hard work for. It's a little bit of a treat for some people that I've lost a little bit of weight. I've started my routine. Now let me see the results really come out. Let me see those six-pack muscles and take off the extra skin that's hiding them.
Healthcare is in the news every single day. It seems something else is happening on Capitol Hill when it comes to healthcare. Doctor, explain how that affects plastic surgery. Is there anything specifically in the healthcare reform that is specific towards plastic surgery?
There are many different things that relate to plastic surgery. It would take hours to discuss all of them. But one thing that people may have not noticed was that the original Senate bill included, hidden in the fine print at the bottom of the thousands of pages in the contract, there was a 5% tax on all cosmetic surgery. Mm. This would have applied to Botox, tummy tucks, anything. It would have turned a plastic surgeon into a tax collector because of the perception of plastic surgery as sort of something for vain people, for the wealthy. Well, the American Association of The American Society of Plastic Surgery did some research and found that this would be a tax that would overwhelmingly hurt middle-class women, and that the average person who goes through plastic surgery earns about $60,000 a year and is someone who's struggling, just like all of us, with their weight and is looking for a little something to get their motivation back on track. So instead of taxing plastic surgery, which helps to enhance your health and improve your diet and exercise, the tax was changed to one on tanning salons, which are a lot less healthy and increase your risk of skin cancer and problems down the line. So plastic surgeons all over the country are feeling, are breathing a sigh
of relief. Took a deep breath, yeah.
Because our goal is not to encourage unhealthy lifestyle. Our goal is to help our patients be as healthy as possible and feel as good about themselves as possible.
Well, and also, I think a lot of the times we concentrate so much with plastic surgery about, you know, the elective surgeries that we go on. But plastic surgery is very important for people that are recovering from burns, from all types of things. I mean, there are life-altering, not only life-altering, but life-changing, saving practices that plastic surgeons do every day as well.
There are, absolutely. It gives me great pleasure to participate in breast reconstruction for after breast cancer, facial reconstruction after skin cancer. A lot of women come to me because they feel comfortable coming to a woman who will give them many different options, from implants to using the fat in their own stomach to recreate a nice breast. And it feels good to make women be more whole. And there are certain aspects of the health care reform bill that would make it easier, that would give broader access to insurance. But I worry very much that if premiums go up, I don't want any patient to be to find that as a bar from getting the reconstruction that she needs to feel whole again after she's gone through such serious surgery for cancer.
And is some of that covered by insurance, or is that more times than not not covered by insurance?
If a patient has had cancer, their entire reconstruction is covered by insurance.
Okay. And doctor, you said you had offices in Fairfield and Darien. If people would like to visit you, maybe set up a consultation, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, absolutely. We have an office on Walls Drive in Fairfield and on the Post Road in Darien, and they could reach our office by calling 203-656-9999 or by taking a look at our at my website, www.AnyaKishinevskiMD.com. That's AnyaKishinevsky MD at Yahoo.com.
See, you got the Yahoo wrong. I'm concentrating on your name this entire interview. Dr. Anya Kishinevsky joining us, Fairfield and Darien. You can visit her website, give her a call, set up a consultation. Can people just call you to set up a consultation, or do they need to be referred to you by a doctor?
They can absolutely call directly.
Okay.
A lot of patients send questions via the website, and I'm always available 24 hours a day to answer questions and make you feel a little bit better about what you're going to go through, whether it's cosmetic or reconstructive surgery. I'll discuss the process with you. I'll give you all your options and make sure that we come to a decision that works best for you.
Sounds beautiful. Dr. Kishinevsky, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Anya Kishinevsky, as we said, now I'm never going to get that name wrong. Fairfield and Darien offices, look her up. Give her an email if you'd like. Check her on the website to find out more information. Dr. Anya Kishinevsky with offices in Fairfield and Darien. On